Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about the fear of somebody other than Allah. And in this hadith, the Prophet cautions us against fearing somebody other than God. You know, fear of God is one of the most important and significant of Islamic virtues. It's been considered to be the beginning of wisdom, Ra'asul Hikmat, and it has many good effects in the life of a person, and it is very instrumental in his felicity in this here, in this world, and in the hereafter. In this hadith, conversely, the fear of somebody besides Allah, this is a vice, and you know it is very detrimental to a man's felicity in this world and in the hereafter. In this beautiful hadith, the Prophet cautions us against fearing somebody besides God. The Prophet said, Allah does not empower anyone over man, except one whom he fears. If man were to fear no one but God, but Allah, Allah would not allow anyone to dominate him other than himself. Meaning if somebody fears God, right? You know, everybody will fear him, and nobody will be able to overpower this person. Man is not assigned to anyone except him in whom he places his hope. If somebody, you know, places hope in a certain person or fears a certain person, you know, Allah hands over the affairs of that person to that person whom he fears or he hopes in. And obviously that person, essentially, he has no ability, he has no power to do anything for this person. So this person ends up in a state of wretchedness. In continuation, the Prophet said, and if he hopes in none but Allah, he will not be assigned to anyone other than him. Meaning if he places his hope in Allah and he fears Allah, right? Allah will take over the affairs of this person. And obviously Allah is the most powerful, the most knowledgeable, of and the best and the greatest and the kindest of beings in this world with respect to his creatures. So the affairs of this person will be rectified, and you know everything will turn out good for this person. In the same vein, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, blessed is the one whose fear of Allah preoccupies him from fearing people. And he also said, do not fear the reproach of blame on the path of God, on the path of Allah. So a question arises here is, and that is this, what happens, obviously, sometimes we can't control our emotions. What happens if we begin to fear something besides Allah, something that's very, you know, difficult for us? Fortunately, we have a solution that has been mentioned for this in the hadith. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, if you fear the difficulty of a situation, be hard and firm in front of it, and it will lower in difficulty for you, and wittingly deceive the plums of the age, and they will become easy for you. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the caution against fearing somebody besides Allah in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد